Hey, you got something for free for all?
Yeah, I was just sitting around and I was thinking. Okay, do you have a pencil on with you by chance?
I have a pen.
Okay, a pen. Would you do me a favor and put that in your left hand?
Put it in my left hand?
Yeah.
I'm right-handed.
Okay, well, just put it in your left hand anyway.
Okay.
Come on, work with me.
You want me to hold it like I would hold a pen in my left hand, or do you want me to, like, hold the pen in my palm?
Hold it in your hand. It doesn't matter.
Okay, okay.
Okay, now how many pens do you have in your right hand? None?
Right.
Okay, now this is what I want you to do. I want you to multiply that one pen times the amount of pens you have in your other hand.
Okay.
And what do you get?
Zero.
No, you get one. You still got one pen, don't you?
Well, I don't have any pens in the other hand, and one times zero is nothing.
Why? You still have one pen.
Well, yeah, I still do have one pen.
So but
I'm multiplying it by the empty space in my other hand, which would be zero.
Yeah, but you still have one pen.
Are you trying to challenge my algebra skills, sir?
Hey, I graduated calculus.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't know. I was just sitting around, and I was thinking about that.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, man. I don't know about your theory.
Okay, well, I just put that on. People mess with their heads sometimes. I'm like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, thanks for the mental gymnastics this morning. It's been a good time.
All right.
See you,
all
bro.
Right. Yep, bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. You got something for free-for-all?
Yeah, bosses who don't understand when you're a single mom and when your kids are sick, who throw a big old fit and we're like, well, you're leaving us shorthanded, you know, and just don't understand.
That happens a lot. With people with small kids.
I picked up a shift today, and my son ended up with 102 fever. Well, I had to take him into the emergency room, you know, because that's dangerous. And she's like, well, you just don't want to work. Oh. No, I want to work, but my son comes before a job.
God. I know for a fact that people have used their kids, though, as a shield to try to get a day off of work.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. No, I know most reasonable people don't do that. You can at least fake a sickness for yourself or something.
Yeah.
Blame it on your kid.
I work 3 days 1 week and four the next. I don't need to fake a day. I have enough days off.
Yeah, bosses suck. That's the usual general rule.
Exactly. I agree.
Well, thanks for calling in, all right?
All right, thanks.
Peace. Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
Hey, Stiggs, what's going on?
Hey, not much, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I just wanted to call in and say, man, you got a cool show, man. I wake up every day, listen to you and Jerry Ann. Hey, man, that's what starts a good day for me. The silliness I hear on the radio, on your show.
The complete nonsense that we do? It makes you feel better about yourself, or what?
What's that, the fifth grade nonsense? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a good show. I just wanted to call in and say I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the fact that someone can call in and say that they can actually tolerate what we do, man. So that's good to hear.
I tolerate it every day.
All right, bro.
All right, thanks.
Take care.